Good morning. The time is 8:50, 24 degrees right now outside our studios at Friends Plaza in Urbana. It's time now on WYLO for the pre-opening market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jim, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. The Commerce Department today says that U.S. companies in October increased their orders of machinery and equipment that signal investment plans by the largest amount in 5 months. Orders for core capital goods, considered a proxy for business investment, rose 1.7% in October. Total orders for durable goods were unchanged, though, at $216.9 billion. President Barack Obama plans to make a public case this week for his strategy of dealing with the looming fiscal cliff. The White House today says that the president intends to hold a series of events to build support for his approach to avoid across-the-board tax increases and steep spending cuts in defense and domestic programs. On Friday, the president will tour and deliver remarks at the Rodin Group manufacturing facility in Hatfield, Pennsylvania, offering the company up as an example of a business that depends on middle-class consumers. USDA says the amount of the nation's winter wheat crop rated poor to very poor increased in the latest survey. Winter wheat crop conditions were reported at 26% poor to very poor, compared to 24% last week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, 12,961, is down almost 6 points. The NASDAQ, 2,978, is up 2. The S&P 500 is at 1,406, and it is up about 0.25 point.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated in Lafayette, Indiana, Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities focuses on managing risk in today's complex and sophisticated commodities market. 866-837-9027.
Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Weather conditions across the Midwest will likely be somewhat split across the region. Areas to the west of the Mississippi will likely see very little precipitation and more unusually warm weather, while the areas to the east will see periods of cooler conditions and some periodic precipitation as well. The environment will likely become rather significantly different between these two regions. The weather recently has been relatively dry, with many areas across the central and eastern U.S. unusually dry, and that's actually brought down soil moisture in quite a few areas and made drought conditions in the plains worse than they were before, not only in the plains but also in the western Corn Belt. Well, some of the areas out there in hard red winter wheat country are expected to go another 2 weeks without precipitation, whereas areas in the eastern portions of the Midwest will have opportunity for rain about three different times over the next 10 days, and that will likely bring at least some opportunity for improved soil moisture and possible increased runoff that might improve river flows on the Ohio and some of the tributaries there. The first disturbance to impact the eastern Midwest will likely occur Friday into Saturday. Now, this disturbance will be very weak, a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to a quarter of an inch of precipitation with maybe a local half inch amount will be possible, and it will basically do nothing to change the overall trend that we've been in here recently. A second frontal system will cut through the region as we get into early to midweek next week. Again, this will be focused mostly on the Mississippi River Valley and areas to the east with the greatest precipitation in Ohio, Indiana, Kentucky, the Delta, and parts of the Tennessee River Basin. This storm system could produce a quarter to three quarters of an inch of moisture and will be followed by much cooler temperatures, and it should shut down all this unusual warmth that will occur starting this weekend and continuing into early next week. A third frontal system will show up in the eastern Midwest during the second weekend of the two-week outlook. That'll be the 8th and 9th of December, and it looks like a more complex storm system could develop shortly after that if you buy into the computer model data, which I do not at this point in time really think most of the computer model is too aggressive of precipitation in the second week of the outlook. In the meantime, hard red wheat country and most of the western Corn Belt will see very little precipitation over this period of time, and drying will likely continue. Temperatures are going to get unusually warm over the weekend into early next week. Highs in hard red wheat country will likely get into the 60s and 70s again, with readings in a few southern locations coming up close to 80 degrees. Normal highs in hard red wheat country are supposed to be in the 40s and 50s in the north, 50s and 60s in the south, so this is not going to help the moisture situation at all. And the same can be said about the western corn belt. Net drying will likely occur in those areas as temperatures get unusually warm as well. The eastern Midwest will also heat up this weekend, but its duration of the heat will be much shorter because of those frontal systems I mentioned before moving across the region. And we'll expect to see not only a little more precipitation, but temperatures in the eastern Midwest will probably not be as warm as those in the western areas. We'll look for high temperatures over these next few days. It's still somewhat cool. Most of the Midwest is under the influence of cool air mass right now. 30 and 40 degree highs will occur today. Tomorrow we'll see 40s and some lower 50s in the south, but still in the 20s and 30s in the north. And it'll probably take another few days after that before we start seeing the warm-up. The warm-up itself will occur over the weekend into early next week. 50 and 60 degree highs will be common across a big part of the region, 40s in the north and a couple of 70 degree readings in the south. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Thank you very much, Drew. Let's go look at the electronic trade in Kansas City. December wheat, 892 and a quarter, up 8. December wheat in Chicago, 857 and three quarters, up 8 and three quarters. December corn, 749 and three quarters, up 2.5. March, 754, up 2 and three quarters. July, 742 and three quarters, up 2.5. Go out to December 13 at 632.5, up 3.5. January soybeans, 1439 and a quarter, up 14 and a quarter. Now going out to the July contract, 1394, up 8.5. November 13, 1304, up 8. December soybean meal, 435.60, up 390. December soybean oil, 49.72, up 45. December live cattle, 128.30, down 10 cents. January feeders, 147.12.5, down 22.5. And December lean hogs at 282.25, and they are down 22.5. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Fifth straight session, new highs for the little move that we've seen. It's been a real grind, though.
Yep, and that's what we expect to continue grinding upward, not just straight up, back and forth. I mean, we had beans up 16 yesterday and closed up 8 to 10. We had corn up 7 and closed up 1 to 2 today. We've had corn up 5, we're up 2 to 3. We've had beans up 15 to 14, 16, and they're up still 12 to 14. So we'll see where we go at the end of the day, but we do expect grinding upward. Better news out of Europe economic-wise, better news out of China economic-wise. China needs to ship in more wheat and more other things to feed their people, and then we're supposedly going to have the cliff problem solved here. All of that helps grains go higher.
Bean oil has been very much the leader, and I know we've talked with Kurt yesterday about all the bean oil that has left the country in just the last few sessions, more than, I believe, 200,000 metric, however they measure bean oil. But it was also the commodity that technically was the most beat up. So I'm wondering, as you look forward, how much longer does oil become the leader, and can meal become the leader?
Well, meal had been, and oil was the dead dog, but we have already sold more than USDA said we're going to sell for the year. We've done that in 2 months. So industry thinks they should either put another 50% on there or even double what we've already sold, and that will continue to have oil be the leader for now. But meal has been a big thing, too. It hasn't dropped. A lot of times when meal is up, oil is down, or vice versa, and they've both been going up. So I think oil will continue to be here short term, but meal isn't a dead dog. It's hanging in there well also.
First day notice, November 30th for corn. Are we going to see any selling ahead of that?
I don't know that you'll see a lot because we're up, but people that are long could get delivered on. The thing with that is who's going to deliver, because they need the grain. End users aren't going to put stuff out for delivery very much because they need the grain. So you might not have very many deliveries to start with, but we do have people rolling their December into further out months, March, May, July, just so they don't get delivered on.
What about the wheat pit? What are you seeing there today?
Wheat pit, bigger exports, our imports by Russia and China actually buying wheat, not Russia, China, saying that they don't have enough, as much wheat as they thought, so they're buying a lot of wheat. It's coming mostly from Australia, some from here, but that makes the world wheat prices go up.
Thank you much, Pete.
Have a great one.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace. December corn, 750 and a quarter, up 3. July, 743, up 2 and 3 quarters. December 13 at 632 and a quarter, up 3 and a quarter. January soybeans, 1439 and a half, up 14 and 3 quarters. July, 1395, up 9 and a half. November 13, 1304, up 8. December soybean meal, 435.90, up 420. December soybean oil, 49.71, up 44. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 588. AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.